Crunch Time!
Crunch Time!
You're listening to Crunch Time on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Crunch Time!
Crunch Time!
That's right, you are listening to Crunch Time. It's Tim Brennan and Frank Bull every Wednesday night. So excited, Frank. As you know, I'm on a little family vacation. Got the girls, Sarah, I, and Kaylee and Cassie. You know, college swimmers, they only get a certain week or two off during the whole year, and this is what it is. So we try to get away and go on a nice little vacation with them because, listen, they don't get spring breaks. They don't really get a summer. So when we find some time to go do some fun things with them, we do it. But it's just too important at this time of year to miss a Crunch Time show. So next week now, we're going to be preempted. But that'll be the last time we are preemptive. We're going to be preemptive on Sporting KC. But after that, guys, we are going pedal to the metal, full throttle, getting the best Chiefs coverage for you guys on Hump Day every Wednesday. What we'll do is we'll talk about the game before. We'll talk about what happened in that game. We'll talk about the next game right in the middle of the week, every week, probably 6 to 7, but sometimes 7 to 8. But in American Shaman stores. But let's even go further on some of the great things that are going to be happening here as soon as August 21st rolls around, because that'll be when we start to go full throttle. We are going to have so many unbelievable giveaways. In fact, I am going to start the giving from American Shaman my own personal tickets. I will be giving club-level tickets and a parking pass. That's right, my tickets. Club-level tickets, a parking pass to the Packer game, which will be on the 29th. Now, remember, this is going to be August 21st, okay? August 21st is the will be the show when we give away this stuff for that game. So I believe it's the 29th. Right? Is the Packer game on the 29th or is it on the 24th?
Yeah, it's the 29th, I think, Tim. It's a Thursday night. Yeah, it's a Thursday night before basically the season starts. So they give them like 10 days then after that one to get ready for the regular season. But, yeah, you're right.
Okay, so we'll be giving away the parking pass, giving away the two tickets. So you guys come in. We'll have more details later. But not only that, but Frank has tweeted out, and I just tweeted out a picture of some really cool new T-shirts that the American Shaman people will be giving out to Chiefs fans. Now, you come on in and you take advantage of the unbelievable deal that we're giving at 30% off. You come in, you buy a product, we give you a T-shirt. I believe that's the first five people. But as the season progresses, we'll be doing more and more of that, and we'll probably make it a little bit easier for you. But we want to see how interested you guys are in these T-shirts, which are going to be unbelievable T-shirts. So a lot of great things happening. As the Chiefs season is just about here, training camp is it's winding down, if you can believe it or not. We got our first preseason game coming up here against the Bengals, which we'll talk about here in a minute. But just a lot of great things happening, especially with 810 WHB, CBD American Shaman, and on Wednesday nights with Frank and Grunny at Crunch Time. But, Frank, we've been talking about CBD, and we've been talking about just the benefits, the health benefits of CBD, and the pain relief from CBD products, and I swear I put it to the test this week, Frank, and you could attest to this because you are a guy who quite frequently will climb a mountain, will do some hiking, will work out that way. So Sarah and I, the girls, we went to Yosemite, and we had the opportunity to go around the park. We climbed a couple different mountains. We climbed a couple different spots in the park. One of the spots was the Sentinel Dome, which, Frank, you have been on before, which is that's kind of an easier one. It's not that bad, but it's pretty steep at one point. And I think it's about almost a three-mile round-trip hike. And then yesterday, we went up and we went above the Vernal Falls, which is a beautiful, beautiful spot, to Clark's Point, which is over 5,000 foot elevation. And at one point on this hike, Frank, I don't know if you've ever done it, but to get to the top of the falls, you have to go up 600 kind of natural steps along this cliff. And for a guy who's had a knee replacement, who's played 11 years in the NFL, who's had multiple surgeries on his leg, I was able to get through those climbs because the night before, after, you know, you get a little bit of swelling and soreness, you go back and you massage that CBD anti-inflammatory cream on your knees and on your thighs and kind of on your calves, and it just really clears it up. So I put that stuff to the test. The CBD stuff works. If you have any aches and pains, just normal walking around. Take it from a guy who played 11 years in the NFL. Climbing a mountain, which I never thought I would do, Frank, using CBD anti-inflammatory cream, was able the next day to feel great. This stuff really works.
Yeah, it really does, Tim. I've been using it as well. You know, I use it on my hands. Both of my knuckles there, my four fingers are, both of those knuckles on that finger are both a little bit arthritic and hurt a little bit. And I put that cream on. Now I can play golf and do all things that I couldn't do before. I could hardly even shake people's hands. I keep telling people about it, and, you know, people still are skeptical and they're wondering. But I said, if you don't, you're not going to know unless you try it. And I said, the only thing you can do, you can't go wrong. Give it a try, especially if you come in right now, the Crunch Time Roadshow. We're at CBD American Shaman at 1036 West 103rd. We're here until 7 o'clock tonight. First five people come in and take advantage of their 30% off everything in the store will get a beautiful new number 15 T-shirt, really, you know, in Chiefs red. The first five people who do that, they come in and take advantage of the 30% off the products. You will get a free T-shirt with that purchase. And then anyone after that who wants to come in and buy a T-shirt, they are $25. But I'm going to tell you something. They're really great. They really look good. But this stuff really works, folks. And if Timmy's telling you that, I think, Tim, you're on like an 8-mile round trip. And I have been on that. I have been on those stairs. And it'll really get your attention. And don't forget, also, if you come in here, CBD American Shaman, 1036 West 103rd. You can sign up for our Tickets for Less than Zarda barbecue contest. We're going to make the drawing on the 21st, just in 2 weeks.
Wow.
Okay, two more weeks. $500 gift card to Tickets for Less and a tailgate package for 10 from Zarda barbecue. You cannot beat that. They are terrific friends of the program. And so is, of course, CBD American Shaman, who are our sponsors. And, Tim, we're going to be going all year with this, like you said. And once we get through our own little preseason workouts here, you will know that we were going to go full bore, like Timmy just said, once these preseason games start to pick up a little bit. And we will not be here next week, because that will be the Sporting Kansas City game. But then after that, just like Tim said, we'll be here and we'll be ready to go. We'll be going from store to store, and we'll have some other things in store for you starting on Sunday mornings in September. But I'm going to leave that alone for right now. That's a little bit of a teaser right now, so we'll just leave that right there. Tim, they're going through their preseason. They're getting ready for their first preseason game. How nervous were you before your first preseason game?
I was extremely nervous. And, you know, real quick, before we get to that, I just have to commend the Kansas City Chiefs and really the Chiefs fans for really showing up. I mean, what an unbelievable crowd. What an unbelievable spectacle that camp has been up at St. Joe's this training camp. A lot of people showing up. The Chiefs have done a wonderful job with having a family fun day and then also a season ticket event with food trucks and all kinds of different things. And, you know, it's just a great relationship between the fans and the Kansas City Chiefs, and they really have set up. And a lot of the guys have been commenting online, and I've heard from a couple guys saying that it's just, they're just so excited to go out to practice because there's so many people out there. I mean, even, you know, it used to be just on the weekends, but now you go there on a Monday or Tuesday, and there's just a ton of people out there. So good job to the fans, and I know they're going to show up for the preseason game. And you're right, yeah, my first preseason game. You know, anytime you put on that NFL uniform, you put that shield on, you know, it's a whole different feeling. But the first time you put it on and the first time you go out and play a football game, even though it's a preseason game, but when you're a rookie, those games are just as important as any other game, A, because it's the first chance to show what you're all about after you've been drafted by the team or signed by the team, and number two, it's the first opportunity to show that hometown fan base what kind of player you are, what kind of guy you are, and what kind of effort you're going to give. So it's a little bit nerve-wracking. You really have before every game. It doesn't matter, you know, whether you're in your 11th year and you're going in your first preseason game, or you're in your first year and you go to that first preseason game. There's always those butterflies because you're starting it up again. You know, the last time you played a game, you know, was January. Now all of a sudden you're in August and you get ready to play a football game. So I'm sure those guys are very excited. I'm sure they're nervous. I'm sure the rookies want to go out there and show that, you know, that draft pick or that signing was a good signing from the Chiefs. So, yeah, there's a lot to be looked at in these preseason games. Now, Frank, as you and I were talking a little bit earlier, there's a lot of teams in the NFL now that don't play a lot of their marquee players during the preseason, and I think more teams are going to go to that. But when you see these younger guys going out there and they're just so excited, like Drew Lock, watching Drew Lock, how exciting was that to watch Drew Lock in the Hall of Fame game playing quarterback for the Denver Broncos? Yeah, I know it's the Denver Broncos, but Drew's our kid. He's a kid from our town, and I don't care if you hate the Broncos or you know you don't like anything to do with any other team but the Chiefs. You got to be happy with watching Drew Lock go out there, and I'm sure he was nervous too. But yeah, it is a very, very nervous feeling. Like this is their job; they got to go out and do it.
How much is it in the back of your head at that point? Let's say after you've established yourself, you've been in the league for a while, and you're a starter. How much is in the back of your head? Just don't get hurt. These games aren't worth it.
You know what, Frank? I never really thought about it because, you know, I always thought, listen, if I'm thinking about it or I'm worried about it, it's going to happen. And, you know, injuries happen in the game. It's just like anything else. Yeah, you know what? You're glad when you get out of the game and you maybe played a couple series and you're out, nothing happened, it's all good. But while you're in there, I always would tell guys, you know, preseason games, and I would remind guys at the end of games when you're winning by 14 or 21, is to don't let up, don't slow down, don't start taking things for granted, because once you do that, that's when you get hurt. So if you're going to go out and play in a preseason game, whether it's one series, one quarter, one half, whatever, you got to go out there with the feeling, hey, listen, I'm going to play this at 110%. I cannot slow down. I can't worry about anything else but what I'm doing. Because if you, that's when you get hurt. So to answer your question, when you get off the field, take that helmet off, you put that hat on, you're glad you didn't get hurt. But when you're going into the game, then you just don't want to think about it, because when you think about it, that's when that opportunity can happen.
Well, let's talk about this a little bit. The NFL is a monster, as we know. In camp, they hit very little. There's no more Oklahoma drills. There's no more two-a-day practices. There's very few full padded practices with hitting going on. And last year, I think, was the first year that I believe any team really just blatantly went out there and decided not to use their starters. I think the Rams and the Bears did not use their starters in the preseason during 2018. And the NFL is talking about a new contract with the Player Association about, do you want to play 20 regular season games and just two preseason games or whatever they're trying to negotiate. But how much do you think it would help a team like the Chiefs, who have already established, who really have almost everybody in their positions and starters? I mean, there's very few people vying for a starting position on the Kansas City Chiefs. Maybe a Juan Thornhill and Daniel Sorensen or whatever. But on offense, it's pretty set. On defense, it's pretty set, even though you have some new people. They got some linebackers they might want to look at, or some people up front on the defensive line. But otherwise, everybody's pretty set there. How would you feel about, okay, starters, the guys we really value, we're not going to play you in the preseason?
Well, if you're going to do that, then you really should charge half price for the tickets. Because, you know, as you guys know, if you are a season ticket holder, you have to buy the preseason game. And that's just part of it. You know, that's part of the deal. And you know, you go about, you know, wanting those season tickets, and you buy the preseason games. I always thought, listen, why not? You're exactly right. You know, why put your guys in a position and get hurt? Now, listen, if you're going to play, you better go out there and not worry about it. But if the guy isn't going to go out there and play, then you're not going to get hurt. And that's a pretty simple concept. But if you're going to go, you're going to have to pay full price for a ticket. And take it as a season ticket, had then the opportunity to know some of the guys that you're paying to see. Now, that's what I think they end up doing. One thing that I think they're going to go to 18 games, and I think they're, how to pay the players the last two games. But to take away those preseason games, and when they do take away those preseason games, they should make it a deal where each ticket costs a certain amount in each town, and you do not have to buy them as a season ticket holder, and you just go online and buy them or just walk up and buy them and buy those tickets. So I just think that if they're not going to play their starters, you got to let people know, because, a lot of guys don't, they don't want to go out there and see the third, fourth string guys who are trying to make the team. So it's a really tough situation for the club. It's a tough situation for the fan because you're paying full boat for a ticket, and you're not going to see Patrick Mahomes play. A lot of these guys, people can't afford to go to a regular season game, and they want to see Patrick Mahomes in person. Well, the opportunity is to go for a preseason game. So, but if he's not playing, then they feel like they didn't get what they paid for. So it's a really tough situation. I think the NFL is going to go two games. And I do think it's going to be, but just like you said, I think they're going to, whoever's vying for a spot, young guys and guys that are vying for spots, they'll be evaluated. They'll get film on them and see what they can do. But the guys, they know what they can do. I don't think you're going to see them in the preseason.
Okay, so wins and losses. I mean, we've seen teams go through the preseason 4-0 and just be garbage during the regular season, and then teams will go through 0-4 and they'll come out like gangbusters. What are the goals? I don't think winning and losing is a real goal there, although you'd probably like to win the game more than lose it. But what are the real goals for these guys? What are they trying to achieve here?
Timing down. I haven't done that before in practice, especially nowadays where, they're very limited with the kind of hitting that they do. So in order to get in there and go full speed, and to actually take a hit and to hit somebody and hit somebody else is the goal, the first goal. If you want to get out there, you want to kind of knock the rust off. You want to get your timing down. You want to get the feel of playing a football game again. And so that'd be the first goal. The second goal is each position coach will address you personally and say, hey, listen, this is what I want to see from you. Last year you had some problems getting your head across. Hockey. We've been working on it all preseason. We want to see you implement that technique and fundamental into this game. If there's one thing you want to do, I want to see an improvement in this area. Like for a running back, a lot of times you throw the ball a little bit more in preseason because you get the quarterback some reps, get the wide receiver some reps. So running back, I want to see what you guys can do with pass protection and blitz pickup. I want to see, a lot of times guys have, their heads down or they're tipping the shoulder, they're not getting their hips down and getting their hands around, picking up linebackers.
Hey, Tim.
And they want
hey,
to
Tim.
See that.
Tim, let me let me jump in. I know you. I think you're probably pacing a little bit. We're going to recall you. You're cutting in and out a little bit. And I know you're in a fairly remote area, so we just want you to get to a spot where we can hear you and you're not cutting in and out. So let's take a quick break here at Beards, and then you give Timmy, recall Timmy, and we will pick that right up where we left off. We'll also hear from Steve Spagnuolo, who talked to the media today. Pretty interesting today. He said he was going to use, he has been using Tyrann Mathieu a little bit at cornerback, so we can listen to Spags from today. And, we'll be back with all that and much more. You are listening to Crunch Time. We are at, let me get the address here. I had it right in front of me. There it is, 1036 West 103rd. Come on in here. 30% off everything in the store while we're here until 7 o'clock. And the first five people in get a free T-shirt. And we also have T-shirts for sale here. So that's... I'm sorry, next four now. We just sold one. So come on and see us. Crunch Time Roadshow, CBD American Shaman, 1036 West 103rd Street.
Kansas City's hometown sports station. Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, welcome back to Crunch Time. Frank Bolt, Tim Grunhard, and Parts Unknown. I am at CBD American Shaman, 1036 West 103rd Street. If you come in now before 7 o'clock, 30% off everything in the store. And one of the first few people in here have had two. Now we've got number three coming through the door. They've got limited edition number 15 T-shirt, CBD American Shaman, in bright, beautiful Chiefs red. And when we went to break, Tim was talking about what they're trying to accomplish during these first preseason games. Tim, pick up where you left off. I think you're talking about the running backs and pass blocking.
Yeah, so I mean, each position will have a specific goal that they're going to work on. So the running back coach will, you know, address the guy and say, listen, we're not going to be running the ball as much in this game. So what we're going to have you guys work on is pass protection, making sure that you guys keep your hands in the right spot and doing all the things that we want to see that we've worked on in the preseason with pass blocking and that kind of stuff. So, and then always all security is another goal. So, yeah, each position will have a specific goal, you know, which will be addressed a couple of days before in the playbook, so that just the limited game plan that they're having for the game. And then the last thing, which is really important, Frank, is you really can't practice the execution of special teams. And that's really important, the kickoff and the kickoff return and you know, punt coverage and punt, you know, protection. Those kind of things, it's hard to work on those things in practice. So that's a real important part of preseason, is getting the special teams down.
All right, Tim. Steve Spagnuolo met the media today. He has some interesting things to say here. I know you probably haven't heard this, so we're going to run it in its entirety. Steve Spagnuolo today talking to the media, and Tim will discuss some of the – there's a couple of interesting little tidbits in here. We're going to go to Steve Spagnuolo, let him pontificate here in front of the media, and here he is.
All right, I don't really have a lot to say other than I'm really glad we got outside. I mean, Coach had us out here. We got a little bit of rain, but it was really good work. Glad we got it in, and with that, I'll open it up.
Steve, are there any young guys you're particularly eager to see in the game on Saturday?
Yeah, it's hard to pick any particular one out. I mean, certainly we want to see one Thornhill in there, and Colin, you know, the guys that we drafted. But there have been a bunch of guys that have surfaced. To me, yeah, I just like to see all of them, you know, give great effort and tackle. And I'll be looking for that, the same thing of the young guys, too.
What about veteran guys?
Yeah, and I mean, it's a little bit different for him playing. Listen, to pick out anybody would be an injustice. I'm really looking for more as how cohesive a unit we can be. With that comes effort and tackling, just like I talked about. But to me, communication and working together as a unit, communicating back end to front end, that's as important as anything. And if we don't get that squared away in the first game, it'll be a long season, so we don't want that.
With some of the injuries, Okafor, it looks like Reel
speaks
with TK and got a lot more reps. How much have they benefited?
Yeah, the next guy that's in always benefits. And some of the things people don't realize is when all of a sudden they're working with the first group, which generally operates a little better, you know, hitches in there and getting people lined up, I think that makes them more comfortable. They're hearing a different voice. And we need that because, quite honestly, in a game, it's going to be hard to play with just four guys there. And so they need to hear the other Mike linebacker talking to them. So it'll all be a benefit. I'd like to get those other guys back, but I think the guys that are replacing them will benefit from it.
Yeah. Last year, comparable to what you're going to try to do this year. You spent some one-on-one time with him in practice. What has been your message, and what have you tried to get him early on?
Yeah, the message to him, quite frankly, in a lot of practices here, has been to play all out and finish. Like, you know, some guys, especially DBs, you know, and it's a one-on-one. We had that one-on-one drill down the red zone. It's an offensive drill. You know, I mean, there's no linemen in front of them. And so that's a tough drill for the DBs. I'd just like to see him finish, try to poke the ball out. And all we're concerned about is the result. So if he catches it and we rip it out and it's incomplete, that's a good result. So really finishing, that's been the motto for all the corners. Sam's been preaching it, Dave's been preaching it. And, you know, so Chavarris has been in that same group.
Is there anything that surprised you? I mean, he only played a handful of games last year that you've seen.
When I did watch the tape, and I had mentioned it to Brett, that I think this particular guy, I didn't know him at the time, right? Had some potential to be a good press corner. I like the guys with the long arms. Now, I got to get used to the inner makeup of a corner. That's really important in this league. And I'd like to see him always challenge every play. If they catch it, get him on the ground. We can line up and play defense again. Just don't put your head down. I don't know that I would slap an identity on it. Again, if we can get to being, I mean, this is what I always preach to them, that we're going to chase perfection but rely on relentless. I mean, that's been a motto and a theme for us, and I'm hoping we're adopting that as players. But we'll see. The game is the real telltale.
When you have, just generally, when you have young players, rookies, do you have like a hard and fast rule, like when they will kind of, when they should be where they need to be? You have guys kind of in front of that or behind?
Yeah.
Them. I know everyone's different, but it is. What do you like at this point?
Well, each position is a little bit different, yeah. Too. It's probably, in my experience, it's probably been a little simpler to begin or start out right away if you're up front. There's not nearly as much complexity with calls and defensive-wise. It's a little bit tougher on the back end. It's probably most challenging for a linebacker that does not only have to know his job, but he's got to know the other guys around him. So probably by position, I'd think of it a little bit more that way. I'm not privy to starting rookies right away. I think they need to earn it. I'm still old-fashioned that way. But we'll see what happens. Sometimes that's dictated by injuries.
But have you in the past started rookies?
We have, yeah. Yeah.
To be exceptional?
I would say yes. When I was in St. Louis, I do remember James Laurinaitis we drafted in the second round, and he was a Mike linebacker. And I said, look, he's got to earn his stripes up there. But it got toward the end of preseason, and it was quite evident that he was the guy that could run the show. So he started right away.
Is Juan Thornhill developing at the rate that you expected?
I think so. No, I think he's right on track. There were a couple things there today. The game might be still a little fast right now, but that's to be expected. That's why you got to get in some game competition to get up to speed with him. But I think he'll be fine. I like what Dave's doing with him. We'll just keep track of him. And we're expecting good things from him, but we won't know until we get to the game.
Coach, speaking of Thornhill making exceptional plays, the plays he's making against Mahomes, what do you expect him to do against the rest of the league as a rookie?
Juan Thornhill?
Yes.
Well, if he can do well against this guy out here, number 15, then we'll be in good shape. But no expectations in that regard. I just want him to go out and do his job and do it really well. That's really the expectation for me.
When it comes to his nose for the ball and things like that, is there an aspect to his game that like, you can't teach? I know sometimes coaches say something.
Yeah, I think there's the most instinctive guy on that back end is Tyrann Mathieu. And so if you watch him, he does things instinctively. I think Juan has that. On the deep end, right now he's doing a little bit more thinking than he is just playing, and that's because he's learning the system. But I'm hoping that the natural instincts come out when he's got the scheme down pat.
How's the nickelback
coming along with Kendall? Kendall's been fine. They've battled a little bit of tweak here and there, and we've gotten Rashad Fenton's done a nice job there. Monroe's gotten in there. We've gotten Tyrann Mathieu some reps there too, in anticipation if something should happen. But right now we're in good shape. You always got to keep your eye on that position because quickly, if you have injuries on the back end, things have to shuffle and you got to have somebody ready to go in there.
You said you were looking for a backup.
A couple more guys.
You said Fenton's a candidate for the backup position
there. All of those guys are, in my opinion. Yeah, all of them.
Coach, this is your first
I thought I wore them out there for a second. But
this is your first camp up here and you're hearing that and the crowds and there was bumper to bumper traffic.
Yeah. It feels like Philadelphia and New York. I mean, you got to remember how many people are back east. So at Lehigh, when Andy and I were there at Lehigh, this was very similar. But I will tell you this, it's very impressive. And it for the players to have that around them in practice, I think it makes a huge difference in the way we practice. So I'm grateful that we have this many fans here. It's huge. Yeah.
And then a lot of pass coverage sort of situations. What are you hoping to see from him in the preseason?
Well, I'll learn the scheme first, and we're going to try to find a niche for him. He did certain things in New York. We think we can have him do those same things here, but we won't know that until we get through some games. We've got a long way to go still, but some of the things that he does, he runs real well. He's a cover guy. We've seen that out there, so if he can continue to do that and progress with all the other stuff, I think we'll be fine.
All right, that is defense coordinator Steve Spagnuolo talking to the media today. Interesting little tidbit there, Tim. I don't know if you picked it up. He sort of brushed right by it that He's got Matthew running a little bit at cornerback as well, so that was pretty interesting. They're putting all those guys back there through some stuff. They could put it in different situations and, you know, let them do some different things. So that was pretty interesting. And, of course, he kept mentioning a young player. He normally doesn't like young players, but Juan Thornhill obviously has got his attention.
Yeah, Steve Spagnuolo is one of those old-school coaches that, listen, he's not going to put his job on the line with young guys. So you know, those coaches don't like to put guys in that really don't know what they're doing or don't have the experience or, you know, when they have a little bit of failure, they don't know how, we'll talk about they, the coaches don't know how they're going to react. So very rarely will you put a young player in with some of these old school coaches. You know, Alex Gibbs, who was my offensive line coach, said he would never play a young guy. He doesn't like to play young guys. He's not putting his job on a line for young guys. But, you know, obviously there are times he mentioned it when guys get hurt or guys get banged up when you got to play the young guys. And I thought the interesting thing that he brought up when he talked about the natural instinct that show up. Because right now these guys are playing off adrenaline and they're not quite sure exactly what they're doing. The game is flying by. It's so fast out there. And just like any other thing, things will slow down the more you know and the more you see. Right now, you know, game is flying by for Juan Thornhill and those young guys. It's going so fast that he wants to see the natural instincts because that's what's going to show up. You know, they're going to make some mistakes mentally, but the natural instincts of tackling and, you know, and being able to bounce back after a poor play or just the natural talent that they have at that position will show up. And I think that's what they're looking for in this preseason game. I love when he said, hey, listen, we're chasing perfection, but we're relying on relentless. And I think that's what defenses need to be. They're never going to be perfect. There's never a defense that's going to be perfect. You're going to give up big plays. You're going to give up touchdowns. That's just the nature of the beast. So there's no way you're going to chase that perfection, but you're probably never going to get there. But if you rely on relentless, and what he said is that, and gosh, great coach sequence. He said, you know, that 7-on-7 stuff is, in the red zone, that's an offensive period. And then the offensive coaches will say, well, you know, anytime you do that inside running drill or 9-on-7, that's a defensive period. Then, you know, the 1-on-1s is a defensive line period. So all that, the kind of the inner politics and the inner bickering of coaches, I love when he said that, that's an offensive drill. So when they have success on that, that really doesn't count because there's no defensive lineman going out to support that. But what he did say, and I really liked it, he coaches it this way, is, you give up a play, that's fine, but finish. Don't hang your head. Don't pout about it. You know, go after the ball, try to rip it out, and finish the play. And you know, just say, listen, you know, those things are going to happen. So I think those are the things that he's looking for. And that's why I like this defensive coordinator, because he preaches about, you know, being relentless, and he demands himself to be relentless as a coach on and off the field, and he gets the same results as his players. So, yeah, I thought it was a great interview. I think that he brought up a lot of good points.
Yeah, and I also think, Tim, that one of his jobs here, you know, last year, by the time the season was over, they were so beaten down, you know, just getting pummeled or whatever, and they just, I mean, everybody was blaming everything on them, and they did during the offseason. They get rid of Bob Sutton, and they hire Steve Spagnuolo. They hired him for a reason, too. I think his enthusiasm, the way, and number two, he's changing the defense. He's telling them, hey, forget about last year. We're not playing that defense anymore. They're not going to know where you're coming from. We're not going to be predictable like we were last year, and you guys are just going to be better. And I think he's just pounding that into their heads. And they've got enough new guys around, guys who have had tremendous success like Frank Clark and Tyrann Mathieu, that he can rely on those guys. And guys with great enthusiasm like Chris Jones, that he can get those guys and he can sort of, you know, rally around those guys and have those guys rally around their teammates and really make a difference this year.
Yeah, and I think, listen, he's given these guys the blueprint of what he wants to see. It's not a finished product. There's a blueprint out there, and that's what they're going to have to take into this game, the blueprint of what he wants to see from them on the field. Number one is finish. That's the obvious thing. You know, listen to that interview. He wants his guys to finish and be relentless. Number two, we want to see their attitude after they give up a play. And I love what he said. Hey, listen, you give up a play, you tackle him, you get him down, we go play another defensive play. All right? Well, that's pretty obvious if you're going to pout about it and you're not going to react, you give up a big play. And there's been times, quite frankly, the guys on that defense over the last 3 or 4 or 5 years, after they give up a play, they're hanging their heads, they're quitting on the play. And you can't do that with this guy. And that's why I like that. I love the way he talks about being relentless, but more importantly, being accountable. Being accountable for your position, being accountable for what you're asked, and be accountable to the guys around you. And don't put your own feelings ahead of the team. So I really like what you said about you know, going out there and executing and the game conditions, seeing what your natural instincts carry. But more importantly than that, what kind of guy you are. He wants to see what kind of football player you are, you know, when you're out on the field playing in a real game. Because you can't see that in practice. But, you know, there's a lot of great – and the other thing you talked about is the competition that that defense is going against is superb. So, you know, if they can go out there and cover, you know, Tyreek Hill, they can go out and cover Travis Kelce, they can go out and cover Sammy Watkins, then they're going to have some pretty good success against other teams.
Yeah, and he was talking about that. Thornhill had a beautiful interception against Tyreek Hill and of Patrick Mahomes in a pattern with Tyreek Hill involved. But, again, when you're doing this during practice and you're a defensive player or an even offensive player, they sort of get the feel for one another, get the feel for their teammates right across the line of scrimmage from them. When you get in against somebody different, that's the important thing, when you have no idea what's coming. Because sometimes when you're in these drills, you sort of know what the offense is working on and what they're going to try to do. And when they're working, when the offense is working against the defense, they sort of know what they're working on, what they're trying to do. It's going to change drastically, even though teams will be very vanilla during these preseason games. There are a lot of people on both sides of the ball, whether your team or the other team, they're trying to make a name for themselves or put together some tape for themselves, whether they're going to play for your team or they're going to try to get latch on with somebody else if they happen to get let go by your particular team. So it's a whole different situation. I know nobody takes these games too seriously, but those young guys, those backups, and the guys who aren't real sure their positions on this team, they take these preseason games very seriously.
Well, and the other thing, you better take it serious, because if you think that, you know, that Brett Veach won't go out and find another guy, you're sorely mistaken. I mean, he's shown in August that he'll make trades. And he'll find guys to bring in if he doesn't like the production that they're getting from the guys on the field. You know, that cornerback position, if he doesn't like what he's seeing at the cornerback position, you know, who knows? You can go out and make a trade and do something to find another corner. Or, you know, that you know, I wouldn't be surprised if you see Brett Veach go out and, you know, make a move to find a quality second tight end. And there's been some talk about even Marquise Goodwin, who is with the 49ers, and 49ers aren't happy with him. He's not out to that, you know, going to find another wide receiver. That's just the way this guy works. So you never be comfortable under Brett Veach under his regime, because he will go find guys. And I promise you, before the first regular season game starts, there will be a move for Brett Veach. He will go and trade or go get somebody, give up a draft pick to get somebody, give up a player that maybe they think that they have a bunch of in a defensive lineman or a corner. You're going to see those kind of things. So Brett Veach, he's not done yet. Spagnuolo's not done yet. And, you know, listen, Andy Reid's not done yet. And that's just the great thing about this organization right now, is they're not content. They're going to go out. They're going to find the best opportunity with this window they have right now to win a Super Bowl. Because they have it right now on offense, so they've got to find that right combination to keep them aside.
Yeah, right. The interesting thing, Seren Petro talked with Brett Veach today. Great conversation. Go to, the podcast for Seren Show. And, check that out. He had a nice long conversation, about 20 minutes with Brett Veach. And Seren was talking about it today. Brett really didn't, show his cards. But Seren was talking about that he would not be afraid to pull a trade off at the end to get some draft picks, to trade one of these guys off if he sees somebody else he can pick up off the waiver wire. Somebody decides to cut somebody that the Chiefs think that they can use. So that'll be really interesting to watch as we get toward the end of the preseason. Tim, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to explore something else Seren and I were talking about today. Who's the most pressure on this season on this football team? Is it Spagnuolo? Is it Jones? Is it Clark? Is it Matthew? Is it Tyreek Hill? Or is it Andy Reid? When we come back, we'll talk about that. I'm here at CBD American Shaman. 1036 West 103rd Street in KCMO, 64114. If you get in here before 7 o'clock, 30% off everything in the store. And I think we have at least one T-shirt here sitting for somebody. If they make a purchase, then they can get that T-shirt for free. So come here before 7 o'clock. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll find out who's the pressure on this season for the Kansas City Chiefs.
The most powerful sports station in America has a home in Kansas City. This is Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, welcome back to Crunch Time. Frank Bowl and Tim Grunhard. I'm here at CBD American Shaman, 1036 West 103rd, where before, you know, we'll sign off here at 7 o'clock. You can come in. 30% off everything inside the store. I think we still have one more T-shirt left for a lucky guy comes in here and buys the stuff, or woman, of course, that buys their stuff now. We'll give you a free number 15 T-shirt with CBD American Shaman and beautiful Chiefs red. And don't forget, you can also come in and sign up for our Tickets for Less and Zarda Barbecue Tailgate Contest that's going to end on the 21st. Remember, we are not here next week. We will not be on because of the Sporting KC game. Then we'll be on the 21st, and they'll come in, they can sign up. That'll be the last night sign up, and we will then pick one lucky winner, and you're going to get a $500 gift card to Tickets for Less. Go to ticketsforless.com to get the best Chiefs seats at the best prices, or a tailgate and a tailgate package for 10 from Zarda Barbecue. Enjoy Zarda Barbecue's award-winning burnt ends at both of their locations in Lenexa and Blue Springs. As we went to break, I asked him the question that we had asked today during Seren's show: who has the most pressure on them this season? Is it Steve Spagnuolo, Chris Jones, Frank Clark, Tyrann Mathieu, Tyreek Hill, Andy Reid? Because this looks like one of those seasons where unless they get a major injury, Tim, this is Super Bowl or bust for this team.
Well, let's start out with Spagnuolo. I don't think that there's a lot of pressure on him because he has a built-in excuse that, listen, I put in a new system. I got a bunch of new guys. It's going to take a little bit of time for me to get this system where it needs to be and get the right guys in the right spot. So I think he'll put a lot of pressure on himself, but I don't think there's a lot of pressure on him. I think Frank Clark has a lot of pressure on him because it paid him a lot of money to come in and to be a leader and be a difference maker on the defensive side. And they got rid of Justin Houston and D Ford. All right, so you know, here comes a guy who's got to go in and replace those sacks, and he got the money that basically was going to go to those guys, and now he's got it. I think that Chris Jones has some pressure on him, but for a different reason. You know, he wants to get paid next year, so he wants to get paid. He's going to have one of those contract years, and he's got to stay healthy. So there's a little bit of pressure on him. I think Tyreek Hill has a little bit of pressure on him too because. You know, the off season he caused a lot of issues. You know, for the Kansas City Chiefs organization, for the NFL, for the Kansas City Chiefs fan, and you know, whether we want to remember it or forget it, whatever. You know, he's got to go out there and prove that all that crap that we went through in the off season was worth it. And you know, all indications are that you know he's going to be a great football player, but you know, he caused a lot of angst and a lot of anxiety over there. But I think the most pressure on all the people's on Andy Reid. Listen, he had fired his defensive coordinator to get better and to get, you know, to win that last play to go to the Super Bowl. Not that last game, that last play. They were a play or two away from going to the Super Bowl, and it was really particularly because of the defense. So, you know, he made big changes. So now he's got to match that with his new defensive guys and the new money they spent on the defensive side. But I think Andy Reid wants the pressure on him. I don't think he wants it on the players. I don't think he wants it on the staff. I think he wants it on him. So if I was in a list, I would say Andy Reid has the most pressure. Then I say Fred Clark. And then I would say that probably going to Jones and then Hill. But most of the pressure really should be on the head coach. He wants it on him.
Yeah, it's amazing, too, how much I really believe because they got so close last year to getting there. To the Super Bowl, massively it would be it's just, to me, it's almost unrealistic that, you know, it's Super Bowl or bust. I mean, it's just like, you got to be kidding me. And then everybody goes, well, their defense was terrible last year, and they're one play away. And that's exactly where they should be this coming season.
Yeah, and you know what? They really should, Frank. They really should. They, you know, the quarterback that they have is an elite football player. He is the leader of that team. He's a difference maker. You know, so, you know, I think that the pressure really should be on the other side to take some pressure off of him, if that makes any sense. He shouldn't have to go out there and throw 50 touchdowns for 5,000 yards, because it's almost unrealistic to expect him to do that again. But, it, you know, I think if he goes out and he plays well, doesn't turn the ball over, throws over 40 touchdowns, which is an unbelievable year again, and throws for over 4,000 yards, which is an unbelievable year again, this team could be exactly where it needs to be, because the defense has to pick up on the other side.
All right, Tim, I'm going to let you go. Where are you approximately right now?
I'm near Chico.
You have any idea?
We pulled over because we just wanted to get a good signal on I-5, but we are pulling up on Chico, California. You ever been to Chico, California?
Oh, yeah, sure. I've been out there. You're out in the valley. You're in the San Fernando Valley, man. It is hot out there. Hot.
It is. It's 97 degrees, and we just left Sacramento, and we're pulling up to Redding. We're going to stop for the night and then head into Redwood tomorrow and then head up to Bandon, where I'll be running into a certain buddy of mine to play a little bit of golf. So.
Yes, you will. I can't wait. I'll be leaving Sunday. We'll be joining you up there Sunday to play a little golf. And good luck to you and the kids and your wife, Sarah, of course. Have a great time. You're in a wonderful part of the world. And enjoy all of it you can. And, get off I-5 and get out onto the Coast Highway, man. Pacific Coast Highway. You got to get off
gonna,
I-5.
Well, we're going to do that after we get through Reading. This is kind of a grinder day of driving. Once we get past Reading, we're heading to the coast. But, hey, buddy, thanks a lot. And like I said, we will not be in next week. But the week after that, remember, on the 21st, we will be giving away the Zeta Barbecue tailgate. We'll be giving away two tickets and a parking pass to the Packer game. We'll be giving away T-shirts. We are kicking off full throttle the 21st. So make sure that you find out where we're going to be. Tell Jamie, get that place, Jamie. Let everybody know if we want that place packed for the 21st. We've got a lot of good things going on.
We'll get it, and we'll kick it off from there, Tim. So have a good one. Drive safe.
All right. We'll see you in case.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right, pal. I'll see you in Bandon, Oregon by the end of the week. So that should be a lot of fun. Tim Grunhardt joining us from California. He's on a little road trip with his wife and his beautiful daughters, and they're all out there having a great time, enjoying some time together, which is just wonderful. And, folks, don't forget, 2 weeks on the 21st, we'll be drawing that lucky winner for the Zarda gift card and Tickets for Less. So don't forget to join us on the 21st right after the show. We'll make the drawing. You've been listening to Crunch Time.
Follow the Chiefs right here on your home for the NFL playoffs and the Super Bowl. Sports Radio 810 WHB.